गौर भक्तवृंद।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
स्टार्ट टेक्स्ट नंबर 24
24
करना राइट या सो देन मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड
मैत्रेय वाचा
इत्यध्वरे दक्षाम अनुदस्य शत्रुहन क्षिता उदीचीम निशशाद शांतवाक पृष्ट्वा जलं पीत दुकूल संवृता निमील्य दृग्योगपठं समाविश
मैत्रेय सेज टोल्ड विदुरा ओ अनिरुद्धनि मीन्स व्हाइल द स्पीकिंग टू हर फादर इन द एरिना सैक्रिफाइस ही सैट डाउन ग्राउंड एंड फेस नॉर्थ Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to observe herself in the portals of Mr. Kyoga.
So Prabhupada writes that before you all, anybody gets distracted, this is the most important purport for you all in this chapter. It is said that when a man desires to quit his body, first line, it is said that when a man desires to quit his body, he dresses in saffron garments. Therefore it appears that Sati changed her dress. Ready? Kisko chahiye saffron?
Haribo!
Haribo!
Kya poochha hun tum, kya bol raha hai? You know who they are? They are very...
They are from that Kripalu Maharaj's ashram.
They are from the ashram or I heard they are his... One of the elderly ladies is daughter.
Daughter?
Like that I heard.
I came
first,
she's a very big lady.
Oh. Huh? Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe he took up to renounce her later. But initially he was saying.
He was saying
in Juhu. Who? I'm not sure. Staying in Juhu? That sounds like a typical Iskcon propaganda. One thing I heard from the Swaminarayan main person is, not Prabhu Swamiji, they have two, right? They have three. I only two. The one which is in, they have a north zone and south zone, right? They are divided like that. So our Mahabhagat Prabhu went to see their ashram and the standard there. It is in Ahmedabad only.
Not Akshardham.
I think they have two then. I think there only. So there that they said that in order they found that ISKCON's deity worship standards are the best in the world. So they sent two of their brahmacharis to Juhu to study. So I see under these guys they came. They spent few months this because you can just join as brahmacharis. Back then I'm talking 20 years back or something. So they came, they joined ISKCON Juhu, they learnt all our deity worship standards and they kind of like implemented this needful there in their place. So that they're, and they have very good, they love ISKCON devotees, they have very good rapport with, they appreciate.
So when GV started, Goranko came to Akshardham.
Right.
So that time he was like, there's one laser, so there's.
Correct. So the person who carves, so this whole, all this carving is done in one village in Bayana, in Rajasthan, where you get the stone also. So they have adopted that whole village because they have so many international projects.
Akshardham.
All the stone is ready-made carved there and blocks are exported. So they needed a whole village of carvers to do that work. So everybody is taken care of. So in that, one of the persons there is one nice young person named Indracharya who is connected with Kripalu Maharaj. So Kripalu Maharaj's Prem Mandir also you've seen, right? So he has done his projects well. So through his contact, these two Matajis, they came today.
why they are here?
I don't know, just to see GE, I think. Indrasarya Prabhu, he brought them here. So. So he's the one who made our temple also, all the gardens for that temple. So personally he. So for him it is like, you know, like a mini project or something, you know. Like. For them, like unka main sanctum sanctorum is bigger than our thing. Imagine the whole rest of the temple. Like. So anyway. So why you should wear saffron? Elsewhere Prabhupada is told he wears saffron because easy to wash, stains are not visible.
he actually mentioned that.
Autadila Prabhu has a document. Next time when he is giving you a class, ask him to read that document. He compiled a whole document on Prabhupada's codes on saffron. Therefore it appears that Sati changed her dress, indicating that she was going to quit the body given to her by Daksha. Like that. So Daksha was Sati's father. So instead of killing Daksha, she decided it would be better to destroy the part of his body which was hers. So was Sati committing suicide? No, she was just wanted to change the body. Like that. I was reading what Prabhupada wrote.
Get away from
you all are like, okay, what's coming next? And she is changing her body. So this is what the real yoga process, the last line of the purport, the real yoga process acts as a transmigration of the soul from one planet to another, and it appears from the incident that Sati wanted to transfer her soul to another body or sphere. Like that.
This, when Prabhupada appears, what is the meaning of that?
That this is her intention, Golke.
Appears
not
equal to
Shabda Pramana. It's okay. Sometimes
philosophical.
Yeah, it's okay. It's within the scope of philosophy. Then Kritvasamanav Anilav Jitashana
Kritvasamanav Anilav Jitashana
Chodanam Uthapkachana Abhichakrata
Chodanam Uthapkachana
Abhichakrata Shanairidhisthyapithiyo Rasisthitam
Shanairidhisthyapithiyo Rasisthitam
Kanthadhruvor Madhyam Aninindatanyat
First
of all, she sat in the required sitting posture and then she carried the right hair upwards, placed it in the position of equilibrium near the navel. Then she raised her right hair, mixed with intelligence to the heart and then gradually towards the pulmonary passage and from there to between the eyes.
The yogic process to control the air passing within the body in different places called Shat Chakra. So how many, what are these chakras? We are?
Muladhara, Pranayama,
Muladhara, Manipura,
Nyata, Nyata.
Let's go in order. Muladhara, Manipura,
Anahata,
Vishuddhi. Heart is anahata. Next, Vishuddhi.
Vishuddhi.
Then?
Ajna. Ajna is here, between two eyebrows.
Brahman.
Sahasrara. I think we missed one of them.
Manipura.
Manipura or Muladhara ke beech mein?
Swadhisthan.
Yes.
Swadhisthan is idhar.
Nahi.
Throat ke bas.
Throat is Vishuddha.
Swadhisthan anna throat.
Ruji six are only mentioned.
Yeah, six. Yeah. And Sahasrara doesn't cover one chakra. Ajna is the highest in the Shat Chakra, and then through the Brahmarandra which is there in Sahasrara, there is limited. So Vishuddha is the throat because it is said that Vak Shakti comes in Vishuddha. Your intelligence is so pure and clarity of thought that you can, by your throat is, your power of speech is so strong that jo bolte ho samne wale convince ho jata hai, wo kar dega aisa. That is the power that you get there, like that. So that is how this Shat Chakra are happening. So are, do they exist actually?
Yes.
Really? What is the proof?
Bhagavatam.
Okay, what does Bhagavatam say about them?
second chapter.
What does it say about in second chapter?
From this chakra, and when it comes from this, then how the path of ashtanga, detached yogi and attached yogi. Sorry, only detached yogi.
1084, 17.
2.2.
1 second. Not 84, sorry. 87. Yes. They are saying lot of things, but they are saying something about. Okay, here you go. Listen to this. 1087-18. I am reading. Translation. Among the followers of the methods set forth by great sages, those with less refined vision worship the Supreme as present in the region of the abdomen, while the Arunis worship Him as present in the heart, in the subtle center from which all pranic channels emanate. From there, O Unlimited Lord, these worshippers raise their consciousness upwards to the top of the head, where they can perceive You directly. Then passing through the top of the head toward the Supreme Destination, they reach that place from which they will never fall into this world, into the mouth of death. Who are those? So, that is the point. So, they are described as the... So, let us see what in the purport Vishnu types. So here the Shrutis are broken. Next paragraph. Neophyte meditators often practice focusing on super soul secondary presence in the lower chakras of vital energy, such as Mooladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura, and so on and so forth. That is our point. That those are so bodily absorbed, who cannot think beyond the body, for them, seeing the energy effect of the Lord on the body is through studying the energies and energy flow. So those who cannot focus on the form of the super soul in the heart, they do this. Itna gira, itna body conscious hai, that he cannot perceive spiritual truth. See? What is the moral of the story?
Seriously?
Then you cannot take. Then get one more plate for it.
He has made Mooladhara chakra.
Oh, great. So like that. So basically, it is there. The system is bona fide, but it is dealing with raw energies. It's very risky. You cannot. It's like putting a, you know, tar marte, hook marte, na electricity dene ke liye jumper. It's like that. If you don't do it properly, you will get electrocuted. It's very risky.
What is the risk involved?
The risk involved is you are dealing with very high energies. If you don't control it, you will go mad. So, what happens is, when people try this, so how, spanda is, it has to rise up the spine, right? The Shishumna Nadi. So the Shishumna Nadi is blocked.
And
it is not open.
Generally.
For everyone, huh?
So,
but there are two nadis, to the left and right of it, called as Ida and Pingala. So the Ida and Pingala, one is hot, one is cold. So, you channelize the energy to the Ida and Pingala and slowly break open the grantha, their knots, stoppages along the Shishumna Nadi, and you break open one nadi through channelizing your breath. And that is how you practice rising up the life airs. But if you don't have the control over it, because the life air, what is the connection between mind and the body?
Prana.
So if you don't control this prana properly, your mind will go crazy. So one time in the Yoga Institute where I went, so the senior teacher who's been teaching like since 35 years, he shared his experience that one time there was in their group, one fellow was very fanatic about pranayama. So jab bhi dekho pranayama karta tha.
सिंपल प्राणायाम करने से
हाँ देखो अभी सुनो स्टोरी तो ब्रेकफास्ट में प्राणायाम लंच में भी देखा प्राणायाम जब भी फ्री टाइम मिला प्राणायाम क्लास के बीच में प्राणायाम ड्यूरिंग द क्लास प्राणायाम क्लास ब्रेक में प्राणायाम एंड ही वाज टोल्ड इतना मत करो इट्स नॉट गुड इतना सडनली तुम एनर्जी वेस्ट करेगा तो इट्स नॉट गुड देन ही डिडंट लिसन आफ्टर टू थ्री वीक्स इन द कोर्स सडनली वन डे दैट गाय कम्स रनिंग इन टू द क्लास dressed in four directions. He has absolutely no consciousness what is happening around him. That fellow had, his parents had to be called from, western guy, his parents had to be called from US, usko wapas ghar jaake, they had to go through psychological treatment. So because you are dealing with raw energies, you don't know how it is happening. So it is
weeks.
Someone wants to try?
Simple pranayama.
So the point is, because these are all like, you know, illegal techniques. That's why Bhagavad doesn't give much value to them.
Illegal?
No, illegal. This is not the way we are intended to make spiritual advancement. Technically, something like that may be happening as an effect of naturally raising your koshas. So that's why in the morning we spoke about koshas. So the same similar effect manifests in us. You know? It's like allopathy and Ayurveda, for example. When you take an Ayurvedic medicine, what happens? Say if you have fever, the Ayurvedic medicine, what it does, it goes inside, maybe the root cause of that it tries to solve and your temperature comes down. The same temperature can also be brought down by taking paracetamol, which goes and triggers exactly that whatever hormone in your body which is increasing the temperature, it goes and suppresses that hormone and that's also you can bring the temperature down. But if you don't do it out of control, you will get side effects. So dealing with these energies is like that. It's not safe to. If you, that is why even they don't teach advanced pranayama there. They say you need a teacher. Asanas you can learn by looking at a book and watching YouTube. But if you practice pranayama without a teacher's support, you'll go. It's very risky for the body. That is why yama, niyama, asana, then pranayama comes. But the whole purpose is to pacify the mind so that you can withdraw pratyahara, then dhyan dharana samadhi has to come. The goal is not for these kind of gimmicks. But one who has that control can potentially do that. And that is what Sati Devi is also exhibiting here. She could, by raising her life air through these energy spots, she was able to invoke the element of fire within her own body. So fire is there within her body, right? That is how temperature comes. But she concentrated all the fire elements together and that is how she generated fire. And she self-immolated herself. So this is a bona fide, this is documented, these things happen. Sorry? Yeah, so yeah, what they do is they close all the vents in the body, holes of the body and just focus on raising that air so that this part can break open and they can project. That is the. But a devotee doesn't have to bother about all that.
She must have taken training.
Yeah, of course. They are all very advanced people. Of course, training may not be necessary because in higher planetary systems, these come as natural skills, as we discussed in one of the previous classes.
Siddhalokas.
Not a good sign for all of you. I'm putting the charger back. Sorry? Yeah. See, apparently, I mean. And he said something else also about Gandhi. He said there is there is a very strong kripa of Shakti on him. When he said, when he saw Radhas Maharaj Nadi, he immediately said there is a strong kripa of some Shakti. So he said Shakti, as in like Devi, because for them Shakti is Durga. But then we understand who our Shakti is, Antaranga Shakti. So like that. So very strong kripa, that is how he is empowered that way. Anyway, but apparently what happens is they get these visions. When they come in contact, they meditate and that vision comes in, that energy transforms into a form, and that's how they're able to see. So these are all very advanced sciences which modern science cannot explain. So thus, in order to give up her body, which had been so respectfully and affectionately seated on the lap of Lord Shiva, who is worshipped by great sages and saints, Sati, due to anger towards her father, began to meditate on the fiery air within the body. So this severe example set by Sati is to be followed. One should be extremely careful about associating with persons who are not respectful to higher authorities. It is instructed therefore in the Vedic literature that one should always be free from the association of atheists and non-devotees. Sati Devi decided to quit the body she had obtained from Daksha's body, and she wanted to transfer herself to another body so that she might have complete uncontaminated association with Shiva. Of course, it is understood that in next life she would take birth as a daughter of Himalayas, Parvati, as she would again accept Lord Shiva as her husband. Sati and Shiva are eternally related. Even after she changes her dress, the relationship is never broken. Then the next verse, that Menaka name comes. Text 27. Sati concentrated all her meditation on the holy lotus feet of her husband, Lord Shiva, who is the supreme spiritual master of all the world. Thus she became completely cleansed of all taints of sin and quit her body in a blazing fire by meditating on the fiery elements. So Sati was ready to give up one material body for another, remembering her husband. Like that. So imagine, can you imagine, if material love has so much power, how much love for Krishna would have?
Material.
In a sense, yes. They are having material relationship. Yeah. But still they are acting on a, their relationship is still on a, they are very exalted personalities, but still they are playing the role of a material husband and a material wife.
The pleasure is certainly material, because she gave up her body for another body, that was also material. So by this example we can appreciate the devotee's pleasure in concentrating his mind.
Exactly. Yeah, the purpose is that when one becomes free from all body relationships with this material world and simply places himself in the position of an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, it is to be understood that all the contamination of material attachments have been burned by the blazing fires of transcendental ecstasy. So Prabhupada is comparing this Sati immolating herself to our devotee burns all his material attachments, the blazing fire of transcendental ecstasy. The physical, there are some material traces. That's why he sometimes tends to get affected by the monks.
Brahma also.
The moment you have a body which is not material, you will not get influenced by the modes. So there are some traces of that. That is others. Why would Lord Shiva run away from Bhasmasur? About that whole episode of Bhasmasur, right? But again, Shiva Tattva is a very special tattva. It's very dicey. You cannot judge him like that. So according to Shiva Jiva Goswami, the Sati quit her body means she gave up within her heart her relationship with Daksha. Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur also comments that since Sati is superinent deity of the external potency, when she quit her body, she did not get a spiritual body, but simply transferred from the body that she received from Daksha. Other commentators also say she immediately transferred herself into the womb of Menaka, her future mother. So basically, she left this body and took another body. That's why Prabhupada earlier mentioned about change in the body. Like that. So then, text number 28. When Sati annihilated her body in anger, there was a tumultuous roar all over the universe. Why had Sati, the wife of the most respectable demigod Lord Shiva, quit her body in such a manner? Like that. So there was a tumultuous roar in the universe, among all the societies of demigods. Everybody was wondering, why did she become so angry that she gave up her body? Like that. So Sati could have had any proper rights. One cannot attain complete satisfaction even when it is situated in the greatest material opulence. See, Prabhupada likes to, can derive lessons from anything. So she is controller of material energy. She herself could have had any material opulence, but still she was not happy here. So there was nothing Sati could achieve either from her relationship with her father or with the greatest of demigods, but still for some reason she was dissatisfied. That is the point. Therefore, what is the solution? Therefore, Bhagavatam explains, Yatma Suprasidati, Save Pumsham Parotharma, Tobhaktiradokshade. Then one can give Suprasidati, and complete satisfaction comes only by bhakti. Like that. Then, it was astonishing that Daksha, who was Prajapati, maintainer of all living entities, was so disrespectful to his own daughter Sati, who was not only chaste but also great soul, that she gave up her body because of his neglect. See, suppose Prajapati means maintainer of Praja, but he could not take care of his own daughter. Sad irony here. So the word Anatmaya means, Atmaya means life of soul, Anatmaya means one who is neglected. So then, Daksha, who is so hard-hearted that he is unworthy to be a Brahmana, will gain extensive ill fame because of his offense to his daughter, because of not having prevented her death, and because of his great envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is described as Brahmadruk. Brahmadruk means unworthy to be a Brahmana. So Daksha is described here as most hard-hearted and therefore unqualified to be a Brahmana. Brahmadruk is described by some commentators to mean Brahmabandhu, like that. So Brahmanas are generally very soft-hearted and forbearing because they have the power to control the senses and the mind. So how you become soft-hearted? By Tama and Dama.
Hard-hearted?
Sorry?
By controlling mind.
That is the whole point. How by controlling senses you become soft-hearted?
By understanding how it is difficult to control. By understanding how it is difficult to control.
We discussed this in Bhagavad Gita, by the way. 3.37. Athak Kena ka next words me. Prabhupada, what is the right? What is the energy of the tamarind? So by default everybody is in the mode of? Then what you should do?
Regulation.
From passion by default, everybody is in mode of passion.
Default is going down.
From passion by default you should go down to ignorance.
No.
But rather than going down we should go up to ignorance, goodness. But how? There is an important line upon which we discussed for half an hour in the class that day. Kiske baad hai Bhagavad Gita? Khuli hai? Uska last line of the purport padho. 37 that wahi na, passion, goodness, how you should, oh, tamarind ka energy aata hai. Milk and tamarind, how milk becomes curdled. Kamesh, one second.
Milk becomes curd. Both are different. Milk can be turned to curd, curd cannot be turned back to milk.
So being the see this is the point. This is the line. I'll read that line. Tell me what all you understood from this. Lust is the greatest enemy of the living entity, and it is lust only which induces the pure living to remain entangled in the material world. Wrath is manifestation of mode of ignorance. These modes exhibit themselves as vrata and other corollaries. If therefore the mode of passion, instead of being degraded into mode of ignorance, is elevated to the mode of goodness by the prescribed method of living and acting, one can be saved from the degradation of vrata by spiritual attachment. Kya samjha?
The prescribed method of living and acting, one can raise from passion to goodness.
Then you will become hard-hearted. I'm telling you, we have not seen the entire sentence properly. I repeat, if therefore the mode of passion, instead of being degraded into mode of ignorance, is elevated to the mode of goodness by the prescribed method of living and acting, then one can be saved from the degradation of vrat by spiritual attachment.
Yeah, basically, spiritual attachment is not there, then there is
no
degradation of vrat.
If there is no spiritual attachment, we are working like tapasvis and jnanis. controlling the senses, then Rudra will manifest. That is the hard-heartedness. But along with anartha nivritti, artha pravritti also takes place. Then that is spiritual attachment. Then your heart will not become hard, it will become soft. That is the whole purpose of having the renunciation, but also that sense of developing rati towards the Lord, that makes your heart soft. So that is what is happening. Daksha means expert, and he was given the name because of his ability to beget hundreds and thousands of children. Persons who are too sexually inclined and materialistic become so hard-hearted because of a slight loss of prestige that they can even tolerate the death of their children. Like that. Sorry? Which? Huh? Yeah, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. Purusha Dvit, the enemy of Lord Shiva. No, Shiva is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anybody having doubts? No doubts, no? Very good.
Doubts.
So like that. Now, we'll stop the class.
Supreme Personality.
Huh?
Supreme Personality. Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He said that if your guru says this was last line, at that time you can accept him as
guru. In that time you can tolerate.
Now everybody is going to protest. Prabhupada is saying that. I am just repeating what Prabhupada is saying. Yes, now you will, next you will not only, you will read all prayers glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Guna Avatar. So he is an incarnation of Vishnu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are
personality.
Vishnu is not Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Purnam is Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So Vishnu is not Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Vishnu is not Supreme Personality.
Vishnu is not Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vishnu is not Supreme Personality
of Godhead. No. Who agrees that Vishnu is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Raise your hand.
Raise your
hand. By what we are rejecting your argument? Remember yesterday I was telling you techniques of
polarizing
technique. See what happens, many times Prabhupada, he takes multiple commentators. So here in the word to word Purushadvit is given, enemy of Lord Shiva, but in the translation Prabhupada introduced the word Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my guess is that Prabhupada, he uses commentary from multiple, one Acharya would have given this as a meaning, other Acharya would have given regular meaning. Prabhupada gives us maximum mileage sometimes. 2-3 acharyas ka combine ek jagah pe de diya. So Prabhupada does it in many places you will see. Word to word mein ek hai, translation mein dusra word aata hai, purport teesra rehta hai. So he is giving best of everyone. So this is one of those cases. And for all practical reasons there is no difference between Vishnu and Shiva.
Yeah.
So therefore there is nothing wrong in the mood by calling him like that.
Practical means?
Huh? There's practically no difference.
Yeah,
like
percentage wise.
Yeah, inside the
Supreme Person.
In the material world, Rudra is Shiva is Supreme Person of Godhead. There's no difference. Okay, now we'll start the drama. So please read from text number. Last four verses is the fight when it breaks out. Then whole of next chapter. So time is 6:02. So at 6:17 you will have a 10 minutes play till 6:27. So it takes 3 minutes to go to Radha Damodar for us. So on your marks, get set, go. So where is Daksha? Yeah. You can't, there is no no here. Then who is Shiva? Who is Shiva? Where is Parvati? Do Sati? Yeah. Your wires are apart. Abhi से फाइट चालू हो गया कौन कौन क्या क्या अच्छा कौन से केदर है दे बोथ आर सेम पार्टनर You can start anywhere you like. From the beginning?
From Sati and...
आज का discussion और आगे का discussion दोनों मिला के? ठीक है, for your benefit, we will read, we'll quickly read the translations and then you can do the drama. You already know the story, I don't know why you are also hesitant.
आगे का पढ़ेंगे कब? अगले 15 मिनट में.
हाँ?
क्या?
ठीक है, चलो अभी मैं पढ़ लेता हूँ फटाफट. कहाँ थे हम
वाइल
पीपल वर टॉकिंग एवं डांसर्स अबाउट क्या हो रहा
है
वाइल पीपल वर टॉकिंग एवं डांसर्स अबाउट द वंडरफुल वॉलंटरी डेथ ऑफ सती द अटेंडेंट्स हु हैड कम विद हर रेडी देमसेल्व्स टू किल दक्षा विद हर वेपन सो अटेंडेंट्स सब बाकी के लोग बन जाओ दे केम फॉरवर्ड फोर्सफुली बट भृगु मुनि सॉ द डेंजर तो समझ लो आपको क्या रोल दिया मैंने आप भृगु बन गए He saw the danger and offering oblations into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, immediately uttered mantric hymns from the Yajurveda. By which the destroyer of yogic performances could be killed immediately.
Bhagavata pad lena.
Then, when Bhrigu offered oblations immediately, thousands of demigods named Bhrigus became manifested. All of them were powerful, having achieved strength from Soma, the moon. वो हम इमेजिन कर लेंगे When the revoked demigods attacked the ghosts and Guhyakas with half-burned fuel from the yajna fire, revoked attacked तो उनका उधर यज्ञ कुंड का जो घी है वो ये फेंक के उनको जला दे So that is why this is called Daksha Yajna. All these attendants of Sati fled in different directions and disappeared. This was possible simply because of the Brahma Tejas and Brahmanical powers. Then, Lord Shiva heard from Narada that Sati, his wife, is dead because of the insult. So, he had been and all
this... Narada Muni abhiyana
ji,
na?
Huh? Ji, wo ho gaya. Okay, Prabhuji ek special role kar denge. He'll go and tell Prabhuji is director come Narada Muni. Narada Muni is always a transcendental director.
Yeah.
So he goes and tells Shiva that you know, do you know that your wife has been killed? like that. So then is there anything?
And soldiers have been driven away.
Yeah, okay, anyway, yeah, that's it. Not many major points. Yeah. Does Lord Shiva being extremely angry? Pressed his lips with his teeth and immediately snatched from his hand a strand of you know let's do it this way I'll keep reading the translations you enact what is being told
wow
that'll be easier for the public also
and it'll be authorized dialogue
ऑथराइज डायलॉग करो चलो खड़े सब लोग इधर आ जाओ इधर आ जाओ इस तरफ आ जाओ जिसका जैसे सती तो अभी हो गई आप यू ऑल हैव टू बी रेडी हाँ जैसे कैरेक्टर कुछ आ गया यू हैव टू जस्ट जंप देयर
एंड
दैट इज द स्टेज
प्रभु का काम हो गया
हाँ सो दस जो पढ़ेंगे वो करो बस ओके ओके लॉर्ड शिवा वेरी रेडी अच्छा हाँ ठीक है नो प्रॉब्लम लॉर्ड शिवा बीइंग एक्सट्रीमली एंग्री
एक आपको ले सकते हैं एक आपको ले सकते
हैं नारद मुनि ओके नारद मुनि से चालू करते हैं
ओके
नारद मुनि आप ही है ना
व्हेन लॉर्ड
नारद मुनि जाओ शिवा के पास अरे शिवा बैठ गए
वो कैलाश है व्हेन लॉर्ड शिवा हर्ड फ्रॉम नारदा आप जस्ट एक्टिंग करो बस, उनके कान में कुछ बोल रहा है कुछ कर लो। दैट सती,
बैठो बैठो
बाकी के लोग बैठ जाओ। दैट सती हिज वाइफ इज नाउ डेड। सती वेयर आर यू? ओ सती यू आर डेड ऑलरेडी, सो जाओ।
जल गए ना वो?
अरे बेटे बेटे जल गए। दैट इज वाइफ इज डेड नाउ बिकॉज ऑफ प्रजापति दक्षा इंसल्ट टू हर। दक्षा खड़े हो जाओ सीन में।
क्या करूँ मैं?
जिस खड़े हो जाओ।
टेक्स्ट
वन पढ़ रहा हूँ। बिकॉज ऑफ प्रजापति दक्षा इंसल्ट टू हर
सेकंड
एंड दैट हिज सोल्जर्स हैज बीन ड्रिवन अवे बाय रिबू डेमिगॉड्स ही बिकेम ग्रेटली एंग्री।
Was
that Shiva being extremely angered? Pressed his lips. He pressed his lips with his teeth and immediately snatched from his head a strand of hair. which blazed like electricity or fire. रख दो मैं पढ़ता हूँ ना डायलॉग। ही स्टूड अप एट वंस, ही स्टूड अप एट वंस लॉफिंग लाइक अ मैड मैन। शिवा शिवा शिवा
मैंने पहले बोल रहे कौन क्या करने
वाले। अरे just tell them we are having bow to class, don't get worried. So Lord Shiva being extremely angry pressed his lips with teeth, immediately snatched his head from stand of hair and he stood up at once and started laughing like a madman. And he dashed the hair on the ground. A fearful black demon.
Black demon.
As high as the sky. And as bright as the three suns.
Bright.
Combinedly was thereby created. His teeth were very fearful and hair on his head was burning like fire. He had thousands of arms equipped with various weapons. And he was garlanded with heads of men.
Garland.
He was a gigantic demon and with folded hands he asked to Lord Shiva, what shall I do my lord?
What shall I do my lord?
Lord Shiva, who is known as Bhutanath, directly ordered, because you are born from my body, you are the chief of all my associates. Therefore, kill Daksha and his soldiers at the sacrifice.
Because you are born from my body, that's why you are chief of my associates.
Kill Daksha at once.
You are offended.
My dear Vidura. Daksha ko sach mein dar ho raha hai. My dear Vidura, that black person was a personified anger of the supreme personality of Godhead.
And
he was
and he was
prepared to execute. And he was prepared to execute the orders of Lord Shiva. Thus, considering himself capable of coping with any power offered against him, he circumambulated Lord Shiva. Many other soldiers of Lord Shiva followed the fierce personality and tumultuous uproar. He carried a great tyrant, fearful enough to kill even death on his legs, and he wore bangles which seemed to roar. At that time, all the persons assembled in the sacrificial arena, the priest, the chief of the sacrifice, all of them wondered where the darkness was coming from.
मैं कौन सब
आप क्या आप क्या थे
देयर वॉज नो विंड ब्लोइंग नो काउज आर पासिंग नॉर इज इट पॉसिबल दैट अ डस्ट स्टॉर्म कुड बी रेज्ड बाय थंडरर्स From there, it's still the storm in Barhi who would punish him. Where is the dust storm coming from? Is it the dissolution of the planet about to happen? Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, along with other women, assumed been anxious and said, Prasuti? Okay. Prasuti, vapas roll me again. The danger has been created by Daksha because of death of Sati, who even though completely innocent, quit her body. As her sisters looked on. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva's hair is scattered and he pierces the rulers of the different directions with a trident. He laughs and dances proudly, scattering their hands like flags and thunder scattered in the crowds all over the world. Okay, the gigantic black man bared his fearful teeth. By the movement of his eyebrows, he scattered the luminaries all over the sky. And he covered them with his strong, fearful effulgence. Because of the misbehavior of Daksha, even Lord Brahma could not have been saved from the great exhibition of anger. When all the people talked among themselves, Daksha saw dangerous omens from all sides. My dear Vidura, all the followers of Lord Shiva surrounded the arena of sacrifice. They appeared to be of short stature, equipped with various weapons. Their body appears to be like that of sharks, blackish yellow. They ran all around the sacrificial arena and began to create disturbance. Some of the soldiers pulled off the pillars. Pillars supporting the sacrificial pandal. Some of them entered the female quarters. Some even entered the kitchen and the residential quarters. Then they broke the pots made for the sacrifice. Break the pot. Some of them began to extinguish the sacrificial fire. Some tore down the boundary line of the sacrificial arena. And some passed urine on the arena. Mat karo. Some blocked the way of the fleeing sages and threatened the women assembled there. And some arrested the demigods who were fleeing the pandal. Aap Nandishwar, abhi ready ho jao. Maniman, one of the followers of Lord Shiva, arrested Bhrigu Muni. Maniman, arrest Bhrigu. And Veerabhadra, the blackish demon, arrested Daksha. Another follower whose name was Chandesha. Arrested Pusha for the pakadu. And Nandishwar arrested the demigod Bhaga. There was continuous shower of stones from all the priests and other members assembled in sacrifice were put in immense misery. For fear of their lives, they dispersed in different directions. Veerabhadra. You tore off the mustache of Bhrigu. who was offering the sacrificial oblation with his hands in the fire. Veerabhadra immediately caught Bhaga. Bhaga. Who has been moving his eyebrows during Bhrigu's cursing of Lord Shiva. So with great anger, he thrust him on the ground and forcibly put out his eyes. And put out his eyes. Aankh nikal diya. Just as Baladeva knocked out the teeth of Dantavakra, similarly, while Pusha, who was smiling sympathetically, had shown his teeth, Veerabhadra knocked out teeth of Daksha. Daksha and Pusha ka teeth knock out karne hai. Pusha ka hai? Pusha. कोई तो है ठीक है नेक्स्ट देन वीरभद्र द जाइंट लाइक पर्सनैलिटी सैट ऑन द चेस्ट ऑफ दक्षा बैठो लेकिन मजन मत डालो ऐसा घूम के पूरा एक पैर इस तरफ दूसरा पैर इस तरफ एक पैर राइट साइड एक पैर लेफ्ट साइड बीच में एंड ही ट्राई टू सेपरेट हिज हेड फ्रॉम द बॉडी विद शार्प वेपन बट ही वाज अनसक्सेसफुल ही ट्राई टू कट द हेड ऑफ दक्षा विद हिम एज वेल एज वेपन्स But still it was hard to cut even the surface of the skin of Dakshar's head. Thus Veerabhadra was bewildered. Then Veerabhadra saw the wooden device in the sacrificial arena by which animals were to be killed. He took the opportunity of this facility to behead Daksha. Upon seeing the action of Veerabhadra, the party of Lord Shiva was pleased and cried out joyfully, Hare Mahadev. All the bhutas, ghosts and demons that had made tumultuous sound. On the other hand, the brahmanas in charge of the sacrifice cried in grief at the death of Daksha. Veerabhadra then took the head of Daksha with great anger. Uska shawl nikal do, sir se. And he threw it in the southern side of the sacrificial fire, offering it into the oblation. In this, Agni Kund mein dal do. Thus the followers of Lord Shiva devastated all the arrangements for sacrifice after setting fire to the whole arena, and then they departed for their master's abode in Kailash. Thus ends the Bhakti and the Purports of 4th Canto, 5th Chapter, Shrimad Bhagavatam, title Frustration of Sacrifice.
You get thanks, Larita.
See, 6:20 over here. Any questions? Ask Veerabhadra. Okay. Veerabhadra कौन काटे?
इधर लो वुडन से कैसे काट दिया?
वुडन से नहीं. नहीं वो जो
नीचे रखा.
नहीं इधर उधर भी वुडन एक्स बोला था. That is some mantraized empowered कुछ तो रहता है वो. It's not normal. So that is meant for cutting the head. इसको कुछ तो शुद्धि करके और इसके साथ ओके डन लेट्स गो सो लेट दक्षा फॉर द ऑफेंस दैट ही हैज कमिटेड हैज टू रिडीम हिमसेल्फ बाय डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग विष्णु प्रसाद टू एवरीवन
नहीं दक्षिण से गए ना अभी गो से गए दक्षिण से गए
चले गए कौन काटेगा ठीक है वीरभद्र काट दो
वीरभद्र जिसने दक्षा को ऑफेंड किया
कौन है चिल्ला रहे हैं